The teacher's privilege. The teachers in our schools have a heavy responsibility to bear. They must be in words and character what they wish their students to become, men and women that fear God and work righteousness. If they are acquainted with the way themselves, they can train the youth to walk in it. They will not only educate them in the sciences, but will train them to have moral independence, to work for Jesus, and to take up burdens in His cause. Teachers, what opportunities are yours? What a privilege is within your reach of molding the minds and characters of the youth under your charge. What a joy it will be to you to meet them round the great white throne, and to know that you have done what you could to fit them for immortality. If your work stands the test of the great day, like sweetest music will fall upon your ears the benediction of the Master, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." In the great harvest field there is abundance of work for all, and those who neglect to do what they can will be found guilty before God. Let us work for time and for eternity. Let us work with all the powers that God has bestowed upon us, and He will bless our well-directed efforts. The Savior longs to save the young. He would rejoice to see them around His throne, clothed in the spotless robes of His righteousness. He is waiting to place upon their heads the crown of life, and to hear their happy voices join in ascribing honor and glory and majesty to God and the Lamb in the song of victory that shall echo and re-echo through the courts of heaven.